stack of bills that affect federal employees are under consideration in Congress. One would give new protections for military whistleblowers. Another would expedite the firing process at the Department of Veterans Affairs even more than past legislation. Janet Copenhaver's Washington representative of federally employed women and looking at how these bills could affect the federal workforce in the future. Janet, it's always good to have you on the program. There are a number of these bills, and we'll talk about some of the individual ones, but I guess the thing that's most important potentially every year for shaping how Congress affects the federal workforce is the budget resolution, and I'm struck by how at the very last minute, all the stuff that seemed to be bad for federal employees disappeared. Did you find that interesting as well?
It was interesting, and it was a pleasant surprise. And thank you, Francis, again, for having me on the show. There's still a little confusion out there. The committee, as you know, the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, which has jurisdiction over federal workers, still has to come up with $194 billion in cuts. We're not sure where that's coming from. They do have oversight over pension benefits and the federal employees' health benefits program. So, while I think we did dodge that bullet, it was a bullet in a battle and not the war. So we'll have to kind of keep our noses to the grindstone and see what comes out of that committee as we move forward in this whole budget and appropriations process.
So one caveat, and correct me if I'm wrong, they have to come up with those cuts if there's no change or no deal regarding the Budget Control Act caps, right?
You mean with sequestration?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, and you're right. That is another kind of positive development. I know Speaker Boehner has said he wants sequestration to go away. There is more optimism on Capitol Hill that a deal can be struck. And I think, you know, we were just saying before the show, I think that there's some positive developments. We're going into a presidential election year. I think, you know, both parties want to get something done. They want to show the American people that they can govern. And boy, I hope we benefit as Americans and federal workers.
Well, I note, and I mentioned before we did go on the air, I'm detecting what I think, maybe I'm just overly optimistic, but I think they're green shoots from the Republican caucus in Congress, who federal employees have the image, and in some cases rightfully so, that all the Republicans are their enemies and think that they're not doing the right thing. But I talked to Congressman Mark Meadows last week, who chairs the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee on Government Operations. He's working there in what he says is a very collaborative relationship with Jerry Connolly. I think everybody that listens to this program knows what Congressman Connolly's record is on federal employee issues. And Chairman Meadows tells me he's committed to learning about and featuring, highlighting the things that are being done well in government, not just focusing on the bad stuff. The chairman of his counterpart in the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee in the Senate, Congressman Lankford, or excuse me, Senator Lankford now, will be on the program not just a couple of minutes after you. And I get the same sense from him that he's trying to find the good things that are going on and get more of the good stuff rather than just try to eliminate the bad stuff or eliminate everything.
Right. Exactly. And I agree with you. We are seeing much closer relationships between the chairs of these committees and subcommittees. And it really is a welcome development, because it was just getting kind of ugly there during the last Congress. And, you know, we hope to see some good compromises coming out.
It really was unpleasant, and I'm hopeful that the unpleasantries are behind us. My colleague Shefali Kapadi is writing on federalnewsradio.com about bills you should know about, federal employees, that is, whistleblowers, bad apples, and trolls. And the image of trolls is funny, I guess, till we get to the patent trolls idea, and that's not as applicable to federal employees. But there's a couple of these that jumped out at me. The chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee, Jeff Miller, has introduced a number of bills regarding federal employees at the Department of Veterans Affairs. The bill, though, that Shefali's writing about is from Senator Ron Johnson, the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. And I wonder if there's meaning behind the fact that a VA employee accountability bill is coming from Senator Johnson or the Senate side as much as the fact that there's just another bill about the VA.
Yeah, and I think what we were saying also is we knew that these bills were coming. You know, it wasn't a big surprise. But you're right, and who knows what happened to spur the senator on to introduce this bill. But you it would be the companion bill, a companion bill to a House bill anyway. But it is interesting, and we are seeing, some folks introducing bills that you might not necessarily think that they would be introducing.
Yeah, the impetus for this, my sense of it is that one of the VA facilities that's really struggling or has struggled is in his home state of Wisconsin. So that may be the reason behind this more so than his chairmanship of the committee. But I look at this list, and I mentioned there's a whistleblower protection bill here. Legal Justice for Service Members Act is the title of that one. The VA bill from Senator Johnson that we've already discussed. What I find striking about Shefali's roundup of these bills is that while they pertain to federal employees, I'm going to go back to what we talked about a couple of minutes ago. There's nothing here that I think someone in your shoes, as somebody who works on behalf of federal employees on the Hill, would say, "Oh my Lord, how are we ever going to compete against that? We absolutely have to stop it."
Right, right. For example, the whistleblower bill, we actually do, we support that.
Right.
So you look at this list, the list to watch out for, and usually it's a list of very anti-federal worker benefit and salaries and all those kind of bills. So this wasn't too bad, actually. And it's not to say we won't see those bills. Some have already been introduced. But the fact that they weren't in that budget resolution, I think that says something. And, we're just going to remain cautiously optimistic that, we'll be able to get some stuff done. And like I said, some compromises will be done.
I like that term, cautiously optimistic.
That's right.
It shows a measure of consideration, but also the glass half full attitude that I like.
That's right. That's right. We didn't have that, we would be crying.
Janet Copenhaver is the Washington representative of federally employed women and looking at legislation on the Hill. Do you take any comfort in the fact that some level of budget certainty is possible because we're working through a budget resolution already finished and starting to see markups already coming to the full Appropriations Committee and then going to the floor of the House?
Right, and now my cynical side will come out. Budget resolutions are budget resolutions. They're a blueprint. They're, it's not a law. It's just kind of here's what we want to see. I know Chairman Price has said if we don't get rid of sequestration, he is not going to be – I'm sorry, Chairman Rogers, I misspoke. He's not going to get these 12 spending bills through the Congress. I've been around here too long to be totally optimistic that we'll get these appropriations bills through. I think they really have to figure out the sequestration puzzle. If they do, then I think the bills will start going through and hopefully the president can sign them.
Well, maybe that's where this bogs down then, if it does bog down, because one of the chairs of the Milcon subcommittee on the House Appropriations Committee, Charlie Dent, told me the other day that he expects the chain of events to be bills and then a fix.
Oh, interesting. Really?
Yeah. So
not all 12, but a couple? Is that because I've heard that they'll send a couple to the president and then say, okay, we got to do something about sequestration. But he would, that would be great.
Well, I don't know. And I don't know that he knows. But vision that sounded like he had for this was that some of the bills would at least go through, if not all of them, and then some grand master plan would come into place.
Interesting. I would like to see that.
What do you think that means, though? Would that matter, do you think? Because it seems to me, if they're passing the bills, they're probably going to mark them at sequester levels anyway.
Right. That's what I'm thinking, that you have to assume that you have sequestration. So if they pass all these bills, I can't imagine that the president would sign them all if they're at sequestration levels.
It's just a big mishmash, isn't it? It doesn't ever seem to go away.
You know what they say. It's like sausage making. You don't want to see either one made.
That's exactly right, Jan. It's great to talk to you as always. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Francis.